CRI News, I'm Xiaoyi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says China is ready to accelerate the process of building the East Asia Free Trade Area. Wen made the comments during a summit in Bali, Indonesia, that was also attended by the leaders of ASEAN countries, Japan and South Korea. Wen Jiabao has also lauded the important role the ASEAN Plus 3 mechanism played in maintaining the region's fast economic growth during the international financial crisis. The Chinese premier suggests the 10 plus 3 mechanism tightened their financial and monetary cooperation. Meanwhile, Premier Wen Jiabao and his Thai counterpart Ng Luk Chinua have agreed to deepen cooperation between the two countries in multiple areas. China cherishes the traditional friendship with Thailand and recognizes the country's important influence in the region, Wen said as he held talks with Ng Luk on the sidelines of the ongoing series of meetings for East Asian leaders. He said the Chinese side wishes to keep momentum in high-level exchanges with Thailand and enhance mutual political trust between the two countries. For her part, Ng Luk said Thailand welcomes Chinese enterprises to participate in post-disaster reconstruction. She said Thailand also wishes to join hands with China and other relevant countries to maintain safety on the Mekong River. Iran has started the initial stage of an aerial war game in eastern part of the country. Local media reports say at the initial stage, Iran is focusing on offensive tactics. Domestically manufactured missile, radar and defense systems will be tested during the military maneuvers, the report said without further elaboration. In September, Iran staged a large-scale air drill in northwest of the country, which lasted for 10 days. Meanwhile, the board of the International Atomic Energy Agency adopted a resolution on Friday on Iran's disputed nuclear program, voicing deep and increasing concern over the country's nuclear issue. The UN Atomic Watchdog said it was essential for Iran and the IAEA to intensify their dialogue. Italy's newly appointed Prime Minister Mario Monti and his government have won a confidence vote in the House of Deputies, the lower house of parliament. In an address prior to the vote, the new premier focused on the importance and delicacy of his mission aimed at strengthening Italy's role and voice in the European Union. He stressed Italy will now have to walk on a road of austerity policies, thus paying a hard price for some wrong choices that have been made for decades in the country. Monti's government is expected to implement the austerity policies asked by the EU to cut Italy's massive debt, which is about 1.89 trillion euros, and regain markets' confidence amid international fears that the country may become the fourth victim of the eurozone debt crisis and seek a bailout. The US economy is expected to continue modest growth in near future, suggesting improvement of market sentiments, according to an influential industry survey released on Friday. The Conference Board, an independent business membership and research association, says the index of leading economic indicators increased 0.9% in October, the sixth straight monthly gain. It edged up 0.1% in September and 0.3% in August. U.S. economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter. It is expected to grow about the same pace in the fourth quarter of this year. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution that embraced the recent creation of the UN Center for Counterterrorism. The center, the result of an agreement between Saudi Arabia and the UN, will be based in New York and aims to strengthen countries' abilities to stop terrorism, affirm best practices, and promote international counterterrorism cooperation. Saudi Arabia has committed $10 million over the next 3 years to set up the center. The UN Global Counterterrorism Strategy was approved by member states in 2006. An earthquake measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale again jolted eastern Turkey Friday evening local time, Turkey's Kandili Observatory and Earthquake Research Institute said in a statement. The tremor hit a village in the quake-ravaged province of Van, but there were no casualties so far. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake as 5.0 magnitude. A 7.2 magnitude quake on October 23rd and a 5.6 magnitude quake on November 9th flattened some 2,000 buildings, killed over 600 people, and left thousands homeless in the province of Van. And that's the news update.